Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the earth, from supporting organic farmers to funding glacier research education. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to support living on earth and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. On an unseasonably warm November day, Living on Earth's Steve Curwood visited the New England Aquarium. There he met up with environmental writer Cy Montgomery, who has a new best friend.
Now, Cy Montgomery, you've written a lot about really smart animals. In fact, you had one live with you. His name was Christopher Hogwood. He was a pig. And then when you went to the Amazon, you met these pink dolphins. I think maybe you fell in love with one of these pink dolphins, too.
Oh, I think I fell in love with all of the pink dolphins, Steve.
And, of course, there are the golden moon bears that you track down in Southeast Asia, all very smart. And today we're at the New England Aquarium to meet another very smart animal, you tell us. And that would be a...
a giant Pacific octopus.
Octopus? Just one, though.
Yes. The problem is, if you put two together, they tend to eat each other.
Oh. In more than one octopus, is this, do you say octopuses or octopi or octopi? What do you do?
Unfortunately, it's now octopuses. It's because the plural octopi didn't go with the origin of the word octopus, so it's supposed to be octopuses.
Huh. So who are we going to meet today, Cy?
We are going to meet a giant Pacific octopus named Octavia.
Octavia. And this isn't, of course, your first time encountering these animals.
Well, no, I got to know Octavia's predecessor, whose name was Athena. I visited her three times. Athena, when we first met, it was the most amazing thing. She came boiling up from her exhibit. Her arms started coming out, and I plunged my arms into the 57-degree water, which is actually very cold. And immediately, we were just embracing each other. Her suckers were all over me. I was petting her beautiful head, and I noticed that her skin would turn light-colored right underneath my touch.
No way.
And I knew that that's the sign of a contented octopus. An unhappy, angry octopus turns red and gets all pimply. But she was showing her contentment and letting me touch her head. And after the encounter, which went on for a while, I was told by the wonderful folks at the New England Aquarium, they said, this is very unusual for an octopus to let someone, a stranger like you, touch her head. So we had an immediate bond. But I just met Octavia last Friday. And just from my short encounter with her, I can tell you she's very, very different from her predecessor, who was very different from her predecessor, who was different from his predecessor. They all are quite distinctive, just like we are, which is so surprising. These are, I think, the most surprising creatures, because unlike us, you know, they're completely without any bones. They're so unrelated to us in any way, and yet you can have a meaningful interaction with them. And that just blows my mind. I think you're going to love this.
Okay, well, then let's go inside.
Great.
We head inside the aquarium, past the information desk and up some stairs. We go behind the labyrinth of exhibits and into a room full of tanks. This is a favorite place of staff biologist Bill Murphy. So, Bill Murphy, this is your tank. This is your octopus. This is your world here.
Yes, it is.
Come on back. This is the octopus tank, right over here with the lid on it.
Now, let's see. Scientifically, this is known as a cephalopod, in other
yes.
words, a head and foot
yes.
type thing?
Correct.
But there are no bones in this. It's completely invertebrate, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
The only hard part of it is its beak.
Uh-huh. Which is kind of like what?
Kind of like a parrot's beak.
Yeah? So what's really unusual, though, about octopuses, aside from the fact they have eight arms, which we don't, and the fact that they don't have any bones, and we do... They're smart, though, like us, I'm told.
Yes. They are very intelligent, and they're also very curious, which also leads to, I would say, partly their intelligence.
So just how smart is an octopus?
Well, they can open lock boxes, which we do here at the aquarium. They can open pill bottles. They can turn valves. They can turn knobs. They can crawl through tubes to get to food. If they see food on the other side of the tank, they'll try and go towards it. There's been experience that I've heard about where if an octopus knows how to do a puzzle and open the box before, and another octopus is right next to it does not, the other octopus will actually watch the one octopus knows how to do it, open it, and then learn it immediately. So they can observe and then learn.
Now, if the two octopuses are together observing, but what about the risk of getting eaten by the other octopus?
They were separated. They're in different tanks. So one, they could see each other, but they couldn't get to each other.
Okay. Sai, you told me that octopuses don't really get along with each other very well.
Yeah, that's kind of too bad. I mean, it's one reason why I don't think any aquarium has yet bred them in captivity, because they tend to eat each other.
Yeah, what is this about octopuses not liking each other?
I think it's just more of also the aggressiveness of their attitude. When you're living on your own and fighting to survive, adding another octopus in there competing for the same source is also not a good thing.
Okay, so then how do they reproduce if they don't get along?
That comes at that time in their life. They reach a life cycle when they're ready for reproduce. The females are ready to lay eggs and mate. The males have reached their maturity and they're ready to mate and then move on. And the male still has to appease the female. He still has to do his dance and she still has to accept him for them to mate and then for them to move on. And then she'll lay her eggs and spend the rest of her life energy making sure those eggs stay safe and protected and hatch.
So she doesn't live long after she lays eggs?
Correct. So once they lay eggs once, that's it for them.
So an octopus will have how many young?
Thousands. They lay strands of eggs that look like grains of rice, and they'll have probably easily 1,000 eggs, if not more. And most of them will hatch, but it's also the law of the wild. You lay a lot, reap and produce a lot of offspring, but only a few will survive due to predators and food.
How would you describe how Octavia differs from all the others, since everyone's an individual?
She's a little more picky. She came to us probably a little bit older than what we normally get our octopuses, because the one before her, Athena, died unexpectedly. So we got one from the wild from a collector that we talked to a lot. So she's straight from the wild and a little bit larger and more used to the wild nature than other ones are.
How much do you think she weighs and how big do you think she is?
She's probably about 40 pounds, and if you stand her up, she's probably about 4.5 feet.
Oh, wow. 4.5 feet.
So yes. She still has another year and a half, I'd say, to grow.
All right. And Bill, I guess you're the one really to take us to meet her. Anything I should say or do?
Roll up your sleeves, take off your watch. We always kind of joke that they're very sticky fingered, so they could probably, you know, slip off a ring or a watch without you realizing it. But also, we don't want anything sharp on ourselves that would hurt them.
I was wondering if there was anything she would like to have as a gift. And I brought in 2 shells and a rock for you to inspect to see if that's something she might enjoy or if it would be safe. Would you be willing to look at it?
I'd take a look at them, but it'd be up to her whether she enjoys them or not.
All right, well, now's the moment. We get to meet her?
Yes, you do. Right over this way. This is our volunteer, Wilson. He's been with us for many, 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 many years.
Oh, her beautiful arm is out.
And there she is.
Oh, let's touch her. Can I touch her?
Go for it.
Hi, darling. Oh, man. Stick your hand up here. Oh, my God. This is great.
Very sticky, these.
Oh, she's very excited about
it. Very excited.
These delicious capelin. Yum.
Yeah.
And there they are going right down into her mouth.
Oh.
Oh, she's beautiful. I've got 3 arms on me.
And she's grabbing a hold here.
Do you feel the suckers?
Yeah, feel the suckers.
She's tasting you with these, as well as feeling you.
She can control each one of these suckers individually.
Yes.
Wow. So she'd be amazing playing the piano. Can you imagine?
Now her beak is right in the middle there. And that's where you don't really want your hand to be. She's got me. Hear those suckers coming out?
Yeah.
Look at the beauty. She's so big.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this amazing?
So what do you think? She's recognizing you again?
Well, I just saw her Friday. But I really think that she's being much more affectionate because she's with Wilson.
Oh, with Wilson.
And,
yeah.
You know, she feels like a friend of Wilson is a friend of mine. Here, the sucker's coming off.
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely.
Now, this color she is right now, she's very red. Does that mean she's happy?
You tell me.
Red is very normal, and they kind of stay this way. And they kind of get more flashes of darker reds and whites when they're aggressive.
And she's all over me now. I've got one, two, both my hands and my forearms are covered. But look, there's the beak.
Uh-huh.
Right where all of her arms come together.
Oh, yeah.
That's where her mouth is.
Uh-huh. Are all the fish gone?
Look.
Look at that. Whoa.
I'm going to come home covered with hickeys.
How firm their arms are.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing, that's just all muscle. That's how solid it feels, like a steel cable, but it's just muscle. It shows you how strong they can be.
Great. Her tentacles are coming just as fast as you can take them off. She's really enjoying this. This is lovely. Do you think she'd want my rock? Here, sweetheart, would you like this? Here's a nice rock. It's from New Hampshire. She's holding on to it. She's investigating it. Well, she's not as interested in the rock. Look at the difference between touching the rock and touching me. She can get so much more interesting information out of touching me than the rock, I think.
You know, Sai, I think you are probably more interesting than a rock.
I'm so glad to hear. But you say that to all the girls, don't you? There she goes. She's got the rock. Oh, she's dropping the rock. Doesn't care about the rock. Cares about my hand, though. Look at this.
I'll give you a fish.
Here, darling. Now, watch this. Here comes the fish. Oop. She's holding it with her sucker, and what she'll do is she'll pass it, if she wants to eat it, she'll pass it from sucker to sucker to sucker as it goes into her mouth, but she may just want to play with it or not want to do anything with it. Right now, she seems more interested in interacting with us than even eating the capelin. Oh, God, look at how she's coming. She's coming out.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh.
She's coming out.
She's coming out of her exhibit.
She knows where the food comes from, so she's grabbing the food bowl and trying to take it.
But she's not even hungry. She's just doing it for fun, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, she's wonderful. Just wonderful. This is so different from the first encounter that I had with her.
So here's a creature that's smart, sentient, and looks nothing at all like us.
In fact, you know, when she touches you with those suckers, she is knowing your skin and probably your bones and probably your blood and your muscle in a way that no other animal will ever know you. That's what she's knowing when she touches you. And look how white she's going now, right under my touch. So she feels very calm. Very calm. I feel calm, too.
So I guess our time is up with Octavia.
Wow. Was that the greatest thing ever?
Now my hand's frozen, too.
Oh, boy. You know, I did not even notice how cold it was.
Wow. So if an octopus is this smart, what other animals that are out there could be this smart that we don't think of as being sentient and having personality, memory, and all these things?
It's a very good question. The ocean is a very undiscovered world, and there's a lot of animals out there we don't even know about. There's a lot of animals we don't know. We know they're there, but they don't know anything about them. Who knows what else is actually out there for the ocean?
Bill Murphy from the New England Aquarium, Sai Montgomery, thank you both for being with me today. And Octavia, will you say something? I guess she's taking a nap after having lunch. Thank you both.
No problem. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Steve Kerwood with New England Aquarium marine biologist Bill Murphy, volunteer Wilson Menashe, writer Sai Montgomery, and Octavia the Octopus. Sai Montgomery's article, Deep Intellect Inside the Mind of the Octopus, is in the current issue of Orion Magazine. You can grab some links and photos on our website,
loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, one way to deal with aggressive invasive species? Eat them.
Carp's a four-letter word, and people think carp, and they think of Grandpa's carp. I've eaten it several times. It's very good. Really, one of the best-tasting fish products maybe in the world.
Taking a bite out of Asian carp, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, and Ike Shrieskandaraja, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Rafaela Benin and Jack Rodolico. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirsch-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the Living on Earth Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. And you can follow us on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's one word. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to just eat organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange-Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.